your hands everywhere. I feel His presence, His love, His power, His touch. I see His help. Receive. Jesus. Thank you today for your presence. No one looks up to you in hope and looks down again in shame. Confirm to everyone here today that you are the reliable God, dependable God, faithful Creator. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. The privilege to have this song is an indescribable privilege. Beyond the song, the melody from heaven, tunes that were not just manufactured. The second in the lineup. Was that the second? Of the first one. I'll put my heart, faith, and trust in you, for I know, Lord, you always know what to do. When things that I do not understand try to stare at me right in the face, I'll put my hope, faith, and trust in you, for I know, Lord, you always. The song is already a message. Second verse. When my heart seems to be overwhelmed by things that seem beyond my control, I'll put my hope, faith, and trust in you, for I know, Lord, all things are in your control. When my heart seems to be overwhelmed, maybe that's somebody's situation here, by things that seem beyond my control. I'll put my hope, faith, and trust in you. For I know all things are in. I put my faith, I put my hope, faith, and trust in you. In you, Lord, I place my confidence. I put my hope, faith, and trust in you. And I know that I shall not be put to shame. But when men are cast down all around me, and fear seems to be on every side, I'll put my hope, faith, and trust in you. For I know, Lord, you'll make a difference for me. When men are cast down all around me, and fear seems to be on every side, I'll put my hope, faith, and trust in you. For I know, Lord, you'll make a difference for me. Choir, sing now. I put my hope, faith, and trust in you. Everybody sing.
In you, Lord, I
put
my hope, faith, and trust.
Oh, Lord, I put my hope, faith, and trust in you. And I know, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. Sing it one more time. I put
my hope, faith, and trust in you.
I put
my hope, faith, and trust in you. In you, Lord, I place my confidence. I put my hope, faith, and trust.
God bless you. And if you have not heard any preaching this morning, the song preached. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope in the glory of God. I'm speaking on the subject, the profitability of hope. The profitability of hope. Our objective is to understand what hope has to offer to the hopeful. What has hope got to offer the hopeful. Hope is a spiritual virtue of great asset. That stands in the company of faith and love in spiritual value. Hope stands in the company of faith and of love in terms of spiritual value. We hear of faith, we hear of love. We hear very little about hope. In 1 Corinthians 3:13, he said, now there abideth these three. 1 Corinthians 13:13. There abideth these three. Abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of this is charity. Now, these have equal standing, except that charity is on a higher pedestal, because charity is God. God is love. That is what faith is. I mean, hope is. Hope was and is the strength of the saint. We're looking at that shortly. Abraham had a major secret called hope that ushered him into his destiny in God. Hope ushered Abraham into his destiny in God. In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, all the way to verse 18, Romans 4, 17 said, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become. If you are going to become anything in God, hope is a non-negotiable requirement. Against hope, he believed in hope that he may become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Seeing the life of Abraham reveals to us the profitability of hope. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Assurance, expectation, expectancy. Having said that, what has hope got to offer? And if I already stopped here, I've preached. He believed in hope that he might become. What are you trusting God to become? What has God told you you will become? Your expectancy, your assurance, your expectation, anticipation of them guarantees the realization of them. What is the profitability of hope? Number one, hope is the bedrock of faith. Is the bedrock of faith. Is the bedrock of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped. That is to say, faith cannot exist where there is no hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped. What does it mean? Two things. And the first one is that hope
Hope that is concretized equals faith. Hope substantiated equals faith. What does that mean? It means nobody can be in faith who is without hope. Nobody can be faith-filled who is hopeless. Faith does not exist for the hopeless. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. No one can be hopeless completely without expectation and have any iota of faith. That's very, very important. So don't play with hopelessness, because that equals faithlessness. Hope is the bedrock of faith. Number two, hope is the magnet of help. Is the magnet of help. Psalm 121 from verse 1, he said, I will look up to the hills, lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. See? My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. This is the meaning. Hope in God attracts the help of God. Hope in God attracts the help of God. This is the meaning. And if what I'm about to say is what you take out of this service today, you took too much. Here is it. For as long as your hope is in place, your help is on the way. For as long as your hope is in place, your help is on the way. For as long as your hope is in place, your help is on the way. If you have not lost hope, you will lack help. I don't know who God sent me to hear this morning. Maybe you are sitting here in person or watching via the satellite or the internet. I announce to you, if your hope is in place, your help is on the way. If your hope is in place, your help is on the way. If your hope is in place, your help is on the way. You believe it, say the loudest, amen. Hope is the magnet of help. Number three, hope is a tonic for health. Health, 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 health. H-E-L-T-H. Health. Psalm 42 and in verse 11. He said, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. What is the meaning of that? Hope is a vitalizer of health. Health is a vitalizer of health. If you are not hopeful, very soon you will not be healthy. That's fact. That's truth. be hopeless equals to be helpless. Hopeless and depressed people quickly become sick people. That will never be your portion. It's a state of unwell. Hope is tonic for health. Thought, hope is key to life. Life itself. Life itself. Life. To be hopeful is to be lively. In Psalm 16 verse 8 to verse 11. Psalm 16 verse 8 to verse 11. He said, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. And if you go to verse 9, that will not leave me my soul in hell, nor allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. You will show me the path of life. Listen to this. Hope is fuel. The meaning of this is that hope is fuel for life. And let me say something that I want you to remember again from this service. To have the reason to live is to lack the reason to be cut short before your time. When you have the reason to be alive, you lack the reason to be cut short before your time. Whether by a witch, a wizard, a force of hell. Because hope is fuel for life. Please don't joke with this. Hopelessness is doorway to cheap. Ending cheaply as a casualty of the forces of death. Hope is key to life. Number 5, hope is a secret of joy. There is that connection between hope and joy. The meaning of that is that hope keeps the tap of joy flowing. Every time you lose your hope, you lose your joy. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 28. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 28. It said, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness. But the expectation of the wicked shall perish. He said, gladness shall accompany the hope of the righteous. That is, you can't be hopeful and be sad fool. Sad fool. You can't. They don't flow together. That was where we read in Romans chapter 5 verse 2 where he said we rejoice in hope, right? By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope. Rejoice in hope. I heard the testimony of a man who said him and his wife were without a child for maybe, I don't know, maybe 13 years or something. And he is a minister of the gospel. And then he saw this passage and decided to begin to rejoice with his wife. They will be dancing in the hope that their child is coming. dancing with invisible children and so forth. And before long, that yoke broke. And there was a release. We rejoice in hope. In Romans chapter 15 and in verse 13, Romans 15 and in verse 13, he said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy. So anywhere you see hope, you see joy. If your joy is dying, it's because your hope is disappearing. Today, I prophesy, every hope disappearing becomes restored right now. Every joy disappearing becomes restored right now. My God and your God will give you a testimony in this season. You believe, say the loudest, amen. Number six, hope is key to rest. My flesh will rest in hope. We saw that in Psalm 16 verse 9. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices, and my flesh also shall rest in hope. What is the meaning of that? That hope establishes the platform for rest. To be hopeful is to be restful. And hopelessness automatically equals restlessness. Is God speaking to someone here at all? When you know that your situation will definitely change, when you know that God will definitely answer, when you know that God will definitely come true for you, you are at rest. The difference why our rest level differs is because our hope and faith level differ. You know, you see some people, they are permanently tensed up. You see others, they are operating and functioning as if nothing is happening. Someone said to me, the atmosphere around you is so calm. It's so peaceful. We're in the office together with my daughter the other day, and she said, oh, daddy, I just want to remain here. Everything here just is so peaceful, so calm. It's the presence of God. It's the certainty of expectation. It's the confidence that everything is under control. Hope is a secret. It's key to rest. Number seven, hope guarantees access. Access to and answers from God. It guarantees access to and answers from God. In Psalm 38, verse 15, scripture said, for in thee, O Lord, do I hope. And for that purpose, that is colon, thou will hear. In thee, O Lord, do I hope, thou will hear. In thee I hope, and because I hope in you, you will hear. Write this down and don't forget it. Confidence in God guarantees audience with God. It guarantees audience with God. You don't beg God to hear you if you are confident in Him. It guarantees audience with God. That is why there are people, before they call, God answered. While they are yet speaking, God heard. There are others screaming their voices out and just screaming out of unbelief. Nothing is heard. Confidence in God guarantees audience with God. Number eight, hope is cure for shame. The song communicated that to us. Hope is cure for shame. Ooh. secure. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. He said, and hope maketh not ashamed. Hope maketh not ashamed. To possess hope is to be dispossessed of shame. That is what it means. To possess hope is to be dispossessed of shame. That is, you can't have hope and have shame at the same time. Everyone here today who appears to be a victim of any trace of shame, anything around you that is making you to feel ashamed, by your confidence in God, hope in God, I declare that shame is rooted out. That shame is rooted out. The shame is deleted. Having said all of that, what is my counsel today? Number one. Never allow your hope to be lost, irrespective of whatever was lost. Never allow. You couldn't find your certificate, you couldn't find money, you made an investment and the investment went bad. You tried this and something didn't work out well. You entered a relationship and the relationship broke. You lost the relationship. Never allow your hope to be lost, irrespective of whatever was lost. Because like we said, if hope is not lost, joy is not lost. And if your joy is not lost, your portion is intact. Job lost everything, but he refused to lose hope. I'm sure you know the scripture. Job 14:14, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. And the change came. He lost everything, but he refused to lose hope. His wife even left him. His wife told him, curse God and die. He said, never. I read the story of a missionary, William Carey, who went to India from England as a missionary. And he studied the Bengali language and several other Indian dialects, and became a professor in Indian language and translated the Bible painstakingly for I think about 8 years to translate the Bible for the people to read in their language. After hours per day, for weeks and months and years, and it was almost set for the Bible to be released, in the translated Bible to be released, a strange fire arrived and burnt the printing press with the Bible, with the translation, the script, with the font, everything burnt to ashes. People came to him and they were sympathizing with him. Oh, what a loss. Carey refused to lose hope. You know what he said? He said the fire helped them to achieve the following. First, he said, the fire gave them the opportunity for people around the world to be aware of what they are doing, that people didn't know before until the fire came and everybody got to know. Second, he said the fire burned the mistakes in the translation. he said the fire gave them the opportunity to do it better. We are starting again. And they started again. And one of the purest translations came out because of a man that refused to lose hope. And truly, the whole world rallied around. There is a university there now in India till today. This is a man who existed 1730 something. There is a university in India today, almost 300, 400 years after he has come and gone, that is existing in his name or founded in his authority. Anything you have ever lost, for as long as your hope is not lost, your future is in place. I prophesy to someone here today, the grace to do it better is coming your way. The grace to do it better is coming your way. The Bible said, all things work together for good to them that love God, even to them that are the called according to his purpose. I believe something is working for somebody's good. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. Never allow your hope to be lost, irrespective of what was lost. Please take your seat. Secondly, always keep hope alive through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The ministry of the Holy Spirit energizes, vitalizes hope. Galatians chapter 5 verse 5, where I just read, he said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Okay, Galatians chapter 5 verse 5, can you look at that? For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Through the Spirit we connect hope. Listen, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. That word form and void, without form and void, is the Hebrew phrase tohu va bohu, meaning emptiness multiplied by hopelessness. The earth was an empty void, hopeless emptiness. I was preaching in Port Harcourt many years ago, and I was preaching on the topic in the beginning. And I was to preach in the morning, I think it was the morning dew. Overnight, I saw a revelation of, I think it was an angel, say, take a glimpse at how it looked like in the beginning, before God said, let there be light. I can't even describe what it was. It's indescribable nothingness. Under that hopelessness, then the Spirit of God moved. Now, every time you see the Spirit move, something is about to change. Every time you see the Spirit move, something is about to change. So if you want something to change in your life, get the Spirit moving. Hey! It was Mitrigu's word who said, if the Spirit does not move me, I move him. I will not wait endlessly for the Spirit to move. If he doesn't move me, I will move him. The earth that was hopeless and futureless and empty, God beautiful and fine and vegetated with birds flying, with the sun, the moon, the stars and everything, because the Spirit moved. Today is Holy Ghost service. And if there is anyone here today whose hope is lost, that hope shall be found. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen.
A louder shout of amen.
Remain standing. And of course, you keep hope alive through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The third thing I will say, which was more like something that the Lord showed me this morning, is to maintain hope beyond this life. Don't let your confidence be placed in the things of this life. Otherwise, you can easily become hopeless. Because the whole world system is very hopeless. Am I communicating? Very, very hopeless. Very hopeless. Maintain hope beyond the scope of this life. Beyond the scope of this life. You know what he said in 1 Corinthians 15:19? He said, if only in this world we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If you place hope in a man or a woman or a system or an organization or a setting in this world, you sign for misery, miserableness. This world can only render you miserable if your hope is placed only in the things of this world. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly on Jesus. On Christ. On Christ, that's all. Lead, rock, I stand on the ground. He's sinking sand. All on the ground. Second verse. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. Help him. High and stormy day, my anchor holds. We everybody on Christ. The solid rock I stand on the ground. He's sinking sand. On the ground. And then the third verse. He's sinking sand. His hope. His hope. His call. Now his blood supports me in the welding blood. When all around my soul gives way, his then is all my hope.
Alone, far less to stand.
more time. Lift up your two hands and just begin to appreciate Him. Father, thank You for Your word today. Thank You for Your word today. I refuse to lose hope. I place my hope in You. I refuse to lose hope because my hope is placed in You. I refuse to place my hope in anything in this life. The solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking through. Lift up your two hands. And say after me, say, Father, my hope is placed in You. I refuse to place it on any man, on any system, on any expectation. It's placed in You. And I receive Your grace. I receive Your help. I receive Your mercy. Today, in the name of Jesus. We are going to take it again on Christ the solid rock twice. While we are doing that, you are here this morning. Maybe your hope is in something else, and probably you have not given your life to Jesus, or you have given your life to Jesus, but you need to surrender. You need to be rededicated. You need today to mark a new day for you. You want to be genuinely born again. You want to break free of addictions, lying, stealing, cheating, duping, gambling, betting, alcoholism, drinking, immorality, fornication, adultery, masturbation, lesbianism, whatever it is. Or you are a moralist, but you don't know God. You don't know Jesus. And you want your life, you want to be saved and be born again. Quickly keep your, take your Bibles and your bags. We'll take the song twice on Christ the Solid Rock. While we are singing that song, be the first person to run out here. Carry your Bibles and your bags and run out here.
Oh, on Christ's holy rock.
One. Rush forward. Times everybody see on Christ the solid rock. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming. Everybody remain standing. Place your right hand on your chest, people. Those in the front here and those coming on the road. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. The rest of us, lift up your hands and begin to ask the Holy Spirit, ask God to refresh your hope by the Spirit of God. To fuel life into your hope, into your faith, into your confidence in God by the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God while they come forward. Oh, In Jesus' name, place that hand on the chest and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, to do your will, I receive it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God. Grace to do His will. Grace to fulfill His bidding is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our counselors are going to talk with you, and I want you to talk with them. They will assist you get established in the Lord and assist you answer questions and things that trouble you. The Lord bless you as you make your way right with Jesus today. We are going to lift up our hands, everyone, and receive an impartation of the fresh impartation of the Holy Ghost that will fuel hope. Before then, let me announce that please, in the next few minutes, we are going to... I thought they will receive their own here. That's what I thought. And the ones that is done, they can proceed. So that they are not in transit while we are receiving the impact of the Holy Ghost. Those ushers, they can remain there. I want them to be part of what we are about to receive. So you don't take them away while we are asking for the Holy Spirit. The man moving them in front, is he moving? Is it a caravan that cannot stop? Please, the caravan driver should stop, please. Lift up your hands. We'll be ending in the next few minutes, but before we share the grace, ushers, I don't want any movement at all, any distracting movement, you know, out right now. Lift up your two hands. This touch of the Holy Ghost is going to shift somebody's prayer life. It's going to restore somebody back to your prayer life. It's going to restore you back to insight in the Word of God. It's going to restore somebody's revelative gifts. Capacity to hear, to see, to receive things of God. That's right. It's going to bring physical healing to people's bodies. It's going to bring deliverance to your soul. It's going to kill the spirit of depression and hopelessness. It's going to release hope and expectation. Lift up your hands everywhere you are now. Lift up your hands. Also, I see the spirit of widowhood arrested. You will not lose your husband. You will lose your wife. You will lose your children. In the name of Jesus. Every arrow from your father's house, arrow from your community that is looking for somebody to kill around you, that arrow is retrieved and refired back to sender. I see the spirit of confusion arrested, the spirit of despair and despondency arrested. Something is already happening. It's already happening. God will give someone an encounter after this service under the next 24 hours. An encounter that will give you direction. An encounter that will show you what to do. He will give you a sign that will grant you direction. I see something that was something very important that had been missing, restored after this service.
I don't know what it is, whether it's a document or whether it's financial, whatever it is, or maybe a relation or something. A major restoration is happening, and you are going to testify. And you are, it's happening after this service in the name of Jesus, along with clarification of direction. That's right. It's happening. Somebody having challenge with toileting, going to the toilet. That demon is flushed out right now. Everything that is tampering with your system is arrested right now. An arrow on the left, an arrow on the left hand side of the body is retrieved and returned back to sender. Now lift your hands and receive at the count of seven fresh impartation of the fire of the Holy Spirit that will fuel your hope, bring you healing, bring you deliverance, bring you restoration, bring you liberation. At the count of seven, you scream fire and then receive it on the top of your voice. That's right. It's happening. Those who are not filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, your tongue will be loose right now, and you shall begin to speak like never before. And those who are speaking in tongues before is going to change level. Lift your hands. Father, let the fire fall. The fire of the Holy Ghost. At the count of seven, you scream fire and place the hands on the head and begin to blast in tongues at the top of your voice. Let the fire flow in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Fire. Fire. Yes. Receive. 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 Receive the fire. 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 Receive this fire now. Receive. Receive. Pray in the Spirit. Open your mouth and pray. 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 In Jesus' precious name. It's a new day for you. All the things declared, you will return with your testimony. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. That which is lost is found. What is yours is found.